Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Marv Breeding. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim King. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bobo Osborne. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Don Locke. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ken Retzer. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Chuck Cottier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Chaney. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Tom Chaney. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Luplau. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Barry Lettman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Barry Lettman. And now, play ball. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding takes first base on ball four. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Luplau, who is chasing the ball. Hinton reaches third base with a triple. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser takes first base on ball four. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hauser. The throw from Retzer and he is safe. Hauser steals second. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau takes first base on ball four. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luplau moves to second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis strikes out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Cottier fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke strikes out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Lettman covering, for the out. Two outs. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer strikes out. Askew drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Retzer out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held takes first base on ball 4. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Held. The throw from Retzer and he is out, Cottier applying the tag. One out. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman strikes out. Two outs. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kindle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Houser moves to third. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier takes first base on ball 4. Tom Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney bunts towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Kindle covering, for the out. Cottier moves to second. One out. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Latman. Cottier moves to third. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Breeding hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cottier scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0-for-1 in the game. King hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Senators. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Hinton hits a line drive towards short. Houser reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 0-for-1 in the game. Osborne hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kindle reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Retzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-1 in the game. Locke strikes out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Retzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Latman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Latman is 0 for 1 in the game. Latman strikes out. Two outs. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Houser takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Houser. The throw from Retzer and he is safe. Houser steals second. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kindle is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cottier hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Luplow. Cottier reaches second base with a double. Tom Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 0 for 0 in the game. Chaney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Latman fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Marv Breeding is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeding is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Breeding hits a fly ball into left field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. King hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Senators. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Hinton hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Osborne scoops it up and throws to first, with Chaney covering, for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 0 for 2 in the game. Osborne hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-2 in the game. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alvis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Breeding settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew strikes out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Retzer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with Latman covering, for the out. One out. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cottier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Chaney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chaney is 0-for-1 in the game. Chaney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Latman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tito Francona pinch hits for Barry Latman. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Osborne scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hauser for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kindle hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Allen now pitching. John Kennedy pinch hits for Marv Breeding. John Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got four RBIs. King hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. John Kennedy now playing third base. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Luplow takes first base on ball 4. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitfield hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Luplau. The throw from Retzer and he is safe. Luplau steals second. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alvis is hit by the pitch. Joe Adcock pinch hits for Joe SQ. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock takes first base on ball 4. Luplau moves to third. Alvis moves to second. Pedro Ramos pinch runs for Joe Adcock. Ron Klein now pitching. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Cal Neiman now catching. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne is 0-for-3 in the game. Osborne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-3 in the game. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis juggles the ball. That's an error on Alvis. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-3 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mike DeLahaz pinch hits for Bob Allen. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Kindle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 5. And Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.